Hey, my name's Kevin Coleman. I work for Kick It Out. I'm the grassroots development officer. So I work at Kick It Out in all football that's non-professional. So that is, if anyone knows football in the UK, that's the blue square, semi-professional league and downwards. And it's grassroots football that you might see in the parks, schools football, universities, college, community group, everything outside of professional football clubs. Kick It Out, as it's known, is a campaign that started in around 1993 as a response to racism on the terraces at professional football clubs. So at that time, the National Front, the BNP, were using football clubs as recruitment grounds, and our chair, Lord Herman Ouseley, who at the time was the chair of the Commission for Racial Equality, set up Kick It Out as a response to that. Since then, it's become bigger in profile and it's spread across the whole of football. So now we're the anti-discrimination campaign for football across the board in England. So we work with the Premier League, who are one of our funders, the Football Association and the Professional Footballers Association to help them with equality and diversity policies and across the game to use football as a tool for inclusion.
Kick It Out has obviously been hugely successful since it began life in 1993 as Let's Kick Racism Out of Football. However, there's still one last great taboo that Kick It Out and football as a whole is struggling to get to grips with.
So within the whole of the Professional Football League, there's 4,000 players. There isn't any player who's openly gay, although we know of individual cases. And if you look at the sort of accepted percentage of around 10% of the population would be gay or bisexual, that would be 400, and there's none.
I asked Kevin Coleman if the reaction to Justin Fashanu coming out as gay in the early 90s had prevented any other players following his lead.
I think, though, it's still a huge step. I think it has changed a lot, and players would get a lot of support from their manager and their club, but because of what they'd expect from the media and possibly opposing supporters, it would still be a tough thing to do, but slightly more acceptable. We're just waiting for one player. And then there'll almost be a wave.
When asked if a group like Kick It Out faced any barriers, Kevin Coleman was quick to point the fingers at the leaders of the national game.
We do have a lot of barriers. A lot of people who run football are the same people that have run football for the last 100 years. Most of football, 95% of football, is run by 65-year-old white men who haven't really moved on from when they were young. That's the real challenge. It's the fact that football progresses at a slower rate than the rest of society. And trying to connect and educate with those people that run football at the highest level is probably the biggest challenge.
We went on to talk about ways of breaking down the barriers between different groups, and Kevin Coleman made it clear that as everyone likes football, it's easy to find something that everyone has in common.
We try and bring people from different generations and communities together, and we find that doing that is the best way of educating people. It's very easy to talk to at people, and often they won't listen because you're telling them what to do. If you leave people alone to talk to each other or to play football with each other, it's probably the easiest way to integrate and break down barriers.
With the success Kick It Out has had at removing racism from the terraces, Kevin Coleman started to touch on some of the other issues they now face.
As society changes, we will as well, and homophobia, Islamophobia, anti-Semitism and disability discrimination will play a bigger part within football. Racism won't disappear, it will always be there, but as those issues become a bigger part of society, they will in football as well, and football will have to change accordingly.